This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother mentioned that we acknowledge our sins. What's the next step that one should take? We find Huna ulama mentioned shurut or conditions of tawbah that we find. Amongst them that we find briefly is an yaqli'anil ma'siyah. When a person recognizes their sin, then they refrain from the sin. Because sometimes we find that people do a sin, or you know, they may be looking at something, for example, masalan, looking at a television, astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Or something on the street, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That's it. That's not tawbah. That's not istighfar. That just to see something, say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Sitting at the back of the wedding hall, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Isn't it? That's not tawbah. Tawbah is an yaqli' anil ma'siyah. Say a riba is haram, but do nothing to get out of riba. You know drinking is haram, but do nothing to come out of it. You know smoking is haram, do nothing to come out of it. So once you recognize your sin, you take positive steps to come out of it. Whether you sin again and again is another discussion. Ulama mentioned that man may sin again, do it again. But at that moment in time, the person refrains, and the person has a strong azimah, a strong commitment, I'm not going to come back to that sin again. And likewise, in the hadith of Ibn Majah, إِنَّ النَّدَمْ هُوَ التَّوْبَةِ. Is a person feels remorseful, regret about their sins. Feels that pain. You know when this person commits a sin, and then it haunts them, they think about it. That helps you change. When a person begins to boast about their sins, doesn't say, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَ, all of my ummah will be forgiven, except for those who boast about their sins. Boast about their sins, boast about zina. Thus you find, ulama mentioned something very, very accurate. They said a person who commits zina and knows it's a sin and repents, there's a high chance a person will be forgiven and be pardoned. A person who never ever commits zina in their life. Focus on this. Person who never commits zina in their life, but says, what's wrong with it? Says, what's wrong with it? Nothing wrong with it. People want to do it. They're free. Al-hurriya indahum. They can do what they want to do. Why are we so worried about it? وَمَا زَنَى فِي حَيَاتِهِ. He never committed zina in his life. This person is more dangerous than the person who did commit zina and made tawbah. Okay? Remember that. This person is more dangerous because he's saying, what's wrong with it? Why are you creating a fuss? That's why you find these mufakirun, these thinkers in the Muslim world, people who come with these things, who don't do these things, but they like to say, you know, what's wrong with saying we can believe in all gods? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with that? What's so important about the hijab? What's so important about it? These are kalimatul kufr. These are words of disbelief. If you don't want to wear the hijab, that's just a sin. If you come and say that the hijab has no importance, has no relevance, it's backward thinking. We don't need it. We're living in the UK. We don't need hijab no more, man. This is more dangerous. This is more dangerous because why? Inkar al-Sharia. You're rejecting the Sharia. So likewise with Tawbah, a person first has to feel it inside their heart that I've done wrong in my life. I need to repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up ways for a person to come out of those sins. Make sincere tawbah, make positive steps, go for umrah, go for hajj, go do certain actions, join the masjid, be regular in your prayers for salatul fajr, come to the masjid, make sure you're there on time for jum'ah, read extra nafil prayers, read tahajjud, do all these actions, read the Quran to help you to strengthen yourself. Show that tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're sincere, and Allah will open up the path. If you do slip and err again, no problem. That's the human being, can make mistakes again, do the same sin again. But that moment in time, you recognize what you're doing is wrong and you take those positive steps. That is a great sign of change. When we recognize our sin or our sins. When we don't recognize our sin, we will not change. Just like the person, sahib al-bid'ah, person of innovation. Why did Sufyan al-Thawri mention that sahib al-bid'ah, person of bid'ah is more beloved to shaitan than the person who commits sins. Because the person who commits sins may eventually repent. And a person who commits bid'ah will never ever repent. They always think they're doing right. And likewise, unfortunately, some people commit sins, they think they're not doing anything wrong. So they carry on doing their action. So the beginning is to recognize what we're doing is wrong and to take positive steps, inshallah, to try to change ourselves or to remove ourselves. Likewise, the company that we keep, or we know this leads us into haram, try to remove that or stay away from that, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam.